Hey Jake, my name's Anthony Veltri. I saw your post on Facebook and I was immediately drawn to it because one of the things that I do for the federal government is I actually collect feedback, testimonials, and case studies from recipients of federal disaster aid relief, generally speaking, in shelters right when they're receiving that aid. And so building testimonials is not something that I thought I would be doing when I was in kindergarten. I hear it's on number 6 on the top 100 list of things that kids want to do when they're in kindergarten, though. And I've developed a really powerful skill set around that that I want to share with you right now. And I think the best way to do that is by actually building a testimonial for your organization, for you and your organization, for what it is that you're doing and how it is that you're helping out feds who how to work right now. So let's go through this presentation. I just want to show you how this works and the process that I take people through when I'm working with them. It's really a powerful process from the perspective of getting a large group of stakeholders on the page at the same time. If you're working with a group of creatives who are really focused on story, then it's probably a little bit overboard. But when you're working with a diverse group of stakeholders, it's a really powerful method because it can help to get everybody on the same page at the same time. So that being said, here are some assumptions and constraints about this presentation. Number one is that the government shutdown has really demonstrated to me the importance of networking outside the government. Number two is that this method will only work if your organization is more flexible and open to new ideas than the federal government. If whatever your organization is, but whoever you're working with, if they're more, less open to change than the federal government, then this will not work for them. And the third one is that these methods can be used to create really, truly propaganda-grade case studies and testimonials. They're hard to fake. We've all seen fake testimonials out there. These type of testimonials that I'm about to show you right here are very hard to fake, but they can be misused. So please don't. So let's talk about the utility and application. It's used by governments to control the narrative. It's used and taught actually by armed forces in framing a situation. This method, the variety of this is actually taught at defense info schools. It's used by media and it's used by some marketers. The thing is that it's also used for good or nefarious purposes, and it can also be employed with varying degrees of impact. So some people use it in a very powerful way and some people apply it in a very weak way where you might not even notice it. And as I said, I've used this to do a couple of different things. I've used it to recruit for mission essential government occupations and also to engage with survivors following a disaster. This is a picture actually from Hurricane Katrina right here. So this year I went to go do this work after Hurricane Florence. And this year I was actually the one who needed the help because I fell ill with this creeping paralysis that left me in the hospital for 5 days. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do if I can't use my hands anymore? I didn't know at the time that I would recover, but I thought, you know, I'm going to write down this method and I'm going to kind of make sure that I can share it with somebody else. So that I was actually thinking at this time, what's my legacy going to be? And I thought, what am I really good at? And I said, well, I'm really good at getting testimonials from people who are in kind of a hard up situation, let's just say. So I decided to go and do that. And I was using text to speech at the time because I couldn't use my hands. And so basically that's that. So I want to show you an example right now of testimonial example from government right here. And so I've anonymized a few things here, but I'm just going to read this to you. And I just want you to take note of what you're feeling as I read this here. And then we'll unmask this in a little bit. And then I'll show you how this can be applied to your organization. So let's go here. So my whole family was killed in the raid. We're farmers. We have nothing of value. The government troops destroyed everything. Ashes. I was powerless to stop them. I felt lost and alone. Angry. Hopeless. When I met him, I felt like he understood me, understood my plight. He didn't look like what I expected a fighter to look like, but he showed me the ways of combat. He showed me how to hurt them. It was so hard at first because I knew nothing. The training pushed me past my breaking point. But when I would think of quitting, I'd remember what the soldiers had done to my family. He passed before I felt ready, and I was scared that I would forget my training, but he never failed me. He never failed me. When it came time to go and fight, we couldn't do so directly. They were too strong. We engaged in sabotage at first, skirmishes later. This went on for some time, but at least we were fighting back. Retribution from government was heavy, but so were their losses, which weakened them from within. We enjoyed more decisive victories, which restored peace for a time. Without him, they would still be oppressing us, and I would still be a peasant. So this is an example of a testimonial for someone who helped a fighter learn some skills. So we'll reveal that in a minute here. But as I mentioned before, I've done this for a little while now. And back actually in Hurricane Katrina, I was a scientist. I was a scientist before I was a marketer. And we were using some very interesting technology in Hurricane Katrina to map out where the debris fields went. And this is actually Rhode Island Task Force 1. So I'm originally from Rhode Island. And I thought, we don't need marketing because the science is so good that it speaks for itself. And the reality of the situation is science is mute, and ultimately so are good deeds. And I spent the next decade really trying to understand why that was, more than the next decade. And so marketing is anathema to science and to scientists, and that's how I was trained. And I find it very interesting that I've actually become that which I most detested at the time. But I love it. I love it now. This is what I do. This is what I live for. I've gotten good at it, and it's very enjoyable. So in any event, I really wanted to understand why that was. And when we were on the ground after Hurricane Katrina, there were some snakes. And so there were also a lot of wreckage, and some of it looked like a stick. And so really quickly, you have to ask yourself, is this a stick or is this a snake? Your brain is trying to ascertain that question. And basically, your brain is short-circuiting your muscles and trying to answer the question for you. It's basically answering the question, can this thing eat me? Can I eat it? Or will my engaging with this thing help me to expand my lineage, basically? Now, in the modern world, especially the marketing equivalent of this, when we engage with a piece of marketing collateral, we want to know, what do I get? How does it make my life better? And how do I get started with doing what it is that I'm doing? And we ignore these things at the risk of being ignored. And so to give an example of this, let's talk about some news headlines and controlling the narrative. So first headline, farmer leads indigenous people in uprising to sabotage military facility. Second headline, terrorist vandalizes gentrified neighborhood to show corruption of capitalist society. And the third headline, billionaire loses temper in ongoing dispute with mentally ill man. So these are all three from very, very popular movies. And so we can see that depending on how the narrative is controlled, one story may be displayed in a different way than what we would like it to be displayed as. So if large corporations can't afford to leave the stick or snake narrative to chance, then the question that I ask whenever I'm dealing with someone who we're making a video for, trying to promote their program, trying to socialize their content about whatever government aid program they're trying to get more people aware of, I ask this question, and it's a very powerful question, because a lot of times government thinks that because they have a monopoly on something that they don't need to promote it. And what they're catching on to now is they're competing for attention. Even if there's no direct competition from a market sense, they're competing with the attention that marketers are very, very good at getting. So in case you haven't guessed by now, the testimonial that I was giving was one that Luke Skywalker would give to Master Yoda. And so in this 5-frame storyboard right here, I'm going to show you how we construct the perfect testimonial for people who are in shelters. And a lot of times they don't have great things to say, but that feedback is so valuable to leadership because they can use that to improve the delivery in the next iteration. But in any event, this is the format that we use. And of course, it's a variant of the hero's journey applied to testimonials, and it's super powerful. So the status quo, Luke Skywalker at the beginning of the movie, he is a farmer, a moisture farmer, and he's not a particularly distinguished moisture farmer either. In fact, you could say that he's kind of a loser at the beginning of the story. And he's going around doing his thing until Darth Vader and the Empire decides that they are looking for something that they think Luke's family has, and so they kill his whole family. The interesting thing at this point is that we get to blame someone for the problem here. We get to blame someone for causing an interruption of what's going on. And of course, vaporizing your family is a big problem. Now, that goes on until we meet someone. Now, in the movies, that's going to take about a maximum of 15 minutes from the time the inciting incident happens until the time we meet someone who can help us get where we need to be. So Master Yoda is able to connect with Luke from three very distinct places in terms of helping Luke realize that, yes, he can actually restore the status quo. He can restore peace in the galaxy. He can avenge his family. But in order to do that, he has to transform himself from a farmer into a Jedi master in the span of 90 minutes. Master Yoda understands, number one, what Luke is feeling. He knows when Luke is going to quit before Luke even knows he's going to quit, when they're in the swamp, for instance. Master Yoda, being an 800-year-old Jedi master, also has the expertise or the experience to get him from where he is now to Jedi Master. And he also has a plan. The plan in Return of the Jedi is as simple as use the Force, or the Force will be with you. And that is what helps Luke when Master Yoda goes away. He can remember that the Force will always be with him. Then, of course, Luke is called to action. He's either going to go destroy the Death Star or not. And then, of course, the resolution. So peace in the galaxy, and he's a Jedi Master in 90 minutes. It's a pretty good deal. So the challenge that we have is that, where do we position our organization when someone's giving us a testimonial? Do we position ourselves as the villain? No. So we obviously then position ourselves as the hero, because we're certainly not going to position ourselves as the bit character, as the Star Trek red shirt. So we'll position ourselves as the hero, right? Well, here's what happens when we position our organization as the hero. We start, because people have been indoctrinated with Hollywood movies, with television, etc., they subconsciously realize that if they are on the same journey that we're on, that we are not fully transformed either. We're not where we need to be either. If we are the hero, then where does that leave a space for the customer to be? And a lot of companies do this. They'll position themselves as how awesome they are and all kinds of other things like this. The challenge is that if we position ourselves as the hero, we're telling our customer, we're telling the person that we're working with, that we are missing one or more of these three keys. We're either missing understanding, we're missing expertise, or we're missing a plan. So for instance, someone who... A good example here. If you're missing expertise, but you have understanding, then that's great. You understand where I'm coming from, but I'm not going to let you do surgery on me. Now, on the other side, if you have expertise, but you don't put yourself in my shoes, then you have what happens to me when I was in the hospital and I had some great physicians working on me, but one of them wanted to do all these things, all these tests, and he couldn't really tell me why he was going to do them. And you know, he did not have a very good bedside manner. So my trust in him was degraded compared to the other doctors, even though he was an expert. And finally, the plan. We want to know that someone can get us from point A to point B. And so, for instance, if I were to ask you, what does Eckhart Tolle do? He's missing. He has understanding. He has expertise. He's missing a plan. That's the critical component that he's missing. So that's an example of that. So where do we position our company then? Where do we position our organization when we do these testimonials? So as we said, societal norms in Hollywood focus on the hero as the center of the movie. And that's how we believe that we should be positioning ourselves. That's how a lot of the executives think that our organization should be positioned. But the challenge is that from a story structure standpoint, the hero is not actually the strongest character. The strongest character is the character that does not undergo any transformation in the movie. They are the same at the beginning of the movie as they are at the end of the movie. So here are some examples of mentors in stories. So we have Master Yoda here, of course. We have the coach. We have Glenda the Good Witch. And, of course, Mr. Miyagi. So the mentor is so strong that they can even transcend death, right? So Yoda goes away. The coach in Rocky, he dies. But not only is he still an important part of the movie Rocky, he's an important part of the franchise. That's how strong that role is. So what I want to show you right now is a testimonial for what you've put out there for federal employees from the position of positioning you in this role right here and creating that testimonial for you. So I also want to do, before I get started with that, I want to point out this one last thing. If you pay attention to what I did there, I blame society and Hollywood for conditioning us to market in a certain way. So I blamed a villain. And obviously, when I'm working with someone one-on-one, I always want to leave them at choice. But from a marketing perspective, when we can blame someone else or an entity or a concept for the problems that we face, super powerful. So let me show you that demonstration right now. All right, so here we are. I built this when I got out of the hospital this fall. Once again, I was trying to do something to kind of, I was really thinking I was going to be training my replacements. Thankfully, that's not the case. But anyway, let's walk you through this right here from the perspective of a testimonial that a hypothetical avatar fed, who's a creative, who's a marketer, might give to you as a result of this, the effort that you're putting out there. So who's the organization the testimonial is about? Well, that's you. Herd Strategy and Storytelling. This is an image that is sort of that personifies the happy fed, okay? Happy, productive, and smart. So let's identify the customer here, the federal creatives who are on furlough right now because of the government shutdown. What does this avatar want more than anything else? Well, they want to have purposeful work. They want to have opportunity. Let's talk about the type of testimonial and case study that we can give. There's a variety of different testimonials. Oh, and these little things right here, these are like little tool tips that I put in because I realized that not everyone who would be using this would understand story structure. So these are like little 30 to 90 second video clips that describe why each of these is important to somebody who's going through it for the first time. If I have a testimonial from a pro for my product or service or for their interaction with me, then a newbie might see that and might say, yeah, that will work for him, but it won't work for me. A great example of this is like the TB12 system for Tom Brady's like athletic system that he has for stretching and whatnot. I might look at that and say, yeah, that works for you because you're Tom Brady, but it won't work for me. Likewise, if I developed a stretching system, stretching and strengthening system, the testimonial for a newbie, you know, Tom Brady would look at that and say, yeah, you're a newbie. Like, great, that works for you. I'm Tom Brady, right? So there are different types of testimonials, and the reason that we try and match them is, especially think about it, when somebody is in a shelter, there are people in these shelters who never anticipated that they'd be in a shelter. There is the person who thinks of themselves as extremely independent. And so we want to match that testimonial so that when somebody else is going to be in need in a specific area or neighborhood that might fit that kind of avatar, they can be shown the correct testimonial for them. For example, how do I put this? There are certain testimonials that resonate better than others with certain avatars. And so we try and work backwards from that perspective and match what might resonate with somebody with the type of testimonial that we produce. Obviously, there's no celebrity testimonial in a shelter, but for a marketing purpose, it's very effective. So let's talk about the transformation that we're taking the customer through here. This federal employee, right now, they're feeling apprehensive. After they're done interacting with your organization, they're going to feel confident. Right now, they feel uninformed. They're going to feel knowledgeable after talking with you. Going from disempowered to feeling empowered, and going from a feeling of drifting to a feeling of being engaged after their dealings with you. The challenge or hurdle, this manifests itself on a couple different levels here. So let's talk about the villain. Who is causing this shutdown, or what is causing the lack of opportunity here? The federal shutdown. Now, this can be a thing like the Empire, or Darth Vader is the villain, the bad guy, the entity that's causing the problem, or it can be a concept. Right here, it's the federal shutdown. I could have put a party in here. I could have put a person in here. I didn't want to make it, you know, that personal, because obviously that's going to change the tone of the testimonial, right? But right now, it's just the federal shutdown is causing these problems. How does the federal shutdown visibly manifest in the federal creative's life? Well, visibly, they have no work. They're not going to work. That's great. How does that invisibly manifest in that life? What is going on in their head as a result of not having work? Well, maybe it was fun at first, but right now we're in day 20-something of this, and now they're starting to feel angry, nervous, drifting, frustrated, and guess what? They missed that first paycheck. We missed that first paycheck, frustrated and scared. Right? And so now you can see that testimonial for Luke Skywalker to Yoda. You can see where this kind of came in there. So this is the big one right here. How do others view the federal employee as a result of this problem, of the result of the shutdown? Some people might view them as lazy. Some people might view them as powerless, disconnected, ineffective. But pretty much everybody views the federal employees now as unable to provide for their family. So that is a much deeper level of connection in terms of our marketing collateral and our messaging than just, oh, no work. Like I said, this is super important when we're going in creating these sort of case studies and testimonials for recipients of disaster aid, because people don't go to bed waking up the next morning thinking they're going to be a recipient of disaster aid. This next one right here, can the customer solve this on their own? This is really interesting, because if the customer can solve it on their own, if the federal employee can solve this on their own, then the question that remains is, well, if they can, why haven't they yet? If they can't, no, then we have to start describing the characteristics of someone who could help them undergo that transformation. And then there's, of course, the maybe. Maybe is pretty much the same as no. And the interesting thing about this form is it's kind of like a choose your own adventure. So the results on the next page change as a result of what we've put in here so far. So success in the status quo. What does my life look like if I'm successful? Well, I'm going to have productive work from a client who appreciates the effort. What does it look like? What does the federal employee's world look like if they fail or if they settle for the status quo? Well, it looks like no money. Looks like they're stagnant. Looks like they're lost. So let's create the perfect avatar of someone who can help. Who do I have to find that can address my problem, who can unlock that three-part key from the perspective of experience, from the perspective of understanding, and from the perspective of a process? Well, let's talk about your agency from the perspective of experience. Well, you're a veteran. You're someone with experience in strategy and the creative space, experience with the Veterans Administration, big organizations, medium organizations, government, etc. From the perspective of understanding, yeah, you get how government works. You understand how the VA works. You've also gone out and built a book of business to get things done, which means that you've gone and you've had lean times. You had times similar to what the feds are going through now where, hey, you know what? Not only do you not know where one paycheck's coming from, you don't know where the next paycheck's coming from, because you have to go out and you have to build that business yourself. From the perspective of process, this is the only thing that I wanted to point out on the Facebook ad, not ad, on the Facebook post, was the call to action on there. There's the opportunity to add a process to that. Here's how it works. If you're a federal creative, tell us what you're good at, email it to XYZ address, and we'll respond and let you know what we have, something like that. Then there's basically the call to action, email us now. This is an interesting one, and I included it here because a lot of times when we deal with recruiting, people aren't ready to sign up yet for something. This is separate from the disaster stuff. This is for like firefighters and whatnot. They're not ready to go to Fire Academy yet, but we'll send them to a site where they can get more info. So for your instance, it's, hey, you know what? You're not ready to see, you're going to, you know, stick out the furlough a little bit more. No problem. Need more information on the work we do? Visit our case studies on your case study page, and they can get a sense of the type of clientele that you work with, et cetera. So now we get into the storyboard and the storyboard builder. This is a really nifty thing on the next page right here, which I will show you, hopefully. So now we want to talk about building the visuals, because I showed you a text testimonial for Luke Skywalker to Yoda, but it can be used just the same to make a video. And that's actually what we end up doing. That's the next process from here that I'm not going to demonstrate right now for obvious reasons. But this is what leads into that. So we talk about the pre-transformation visuals. We talk about the post-transformation visuals. Then we talk about reframing from the perspective of experience and understanding. So if you can bust a myth, which I think you're doing, is, hey, you know what, feds don't have any other options. Well, guess what? Yeah, they do. They can come talk to me and I'll help them out. You're busting a myth. And who busts myths? Experts bust myths, right? So, and there's a, you know, we can go into more detail on any of these. There's like a short video there that describes the impact of each of these, the importance of each of these. But anyway, here are some images, some mood images that I wanted to include on each of those five frames in this storyboard right here. So we're establishing the status quo. Everything's, you know, fine. The Fed creative's going about life. Here's the furlough. Oh no, I'm getting furloughed for a bit. And then what am I going to do? Well, I don't know until I meet a mentor, which is you, who calls them to action. Hey, send us an email, which is what we're doing right now. And then the resolution. Happy, productive, smart, once again. So then we go to the next page here. And this is the part that brings it all together for me, because as I said before, one of the most important things is getting everybody on the same page at the same time. When you sit down with those execs, when you are working with different aspects of the federal government, different people want to be informed in different ways. And so what do they love? They love PDFs. They love, you know, everybody loves to share a PDF. So this is the short version right here. This is the six frame storyboard. This is the long version that describes why each thing is important in great detail. So this is really great, because a lot of times what's going to happen is you're going to have people who are not familiar with either story structure or with what it is that you're doing. You're going to have people coming from various parts of the agency. Maybe you're even going to be partnering with people from municipal partners, other areas of the government, etc. You have to get all of them on the same page at the same time. And that's what this one does right here, because it builds the responses based on what we filled in on the previous pages and gives somebody who's not familiar with story structure all the information that they need to, so that people can have the same conversation at the table. So that's that. I wanted to share this with you because I really want to expand my network. This shutdown has showed me how important it is to network outside of the federal government, which is something that I need a lot more work on. So in any event, I hope that you find this useful. Maybe next time I come visit my folks in Rhode Island, I'll swing up and say hello. But in any event, thank you very much. I really appreciate what you've done and what you've put out there. And I hope you have a great day. And thank you.